Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Prepare yourselves. The hour that preceded this program was one of the craziest hours we've ever had Katrina is in a special mood. As we can tell from her mouth noises and lack of any word being said on the show except yes. Still no words.
Nope, no words.
We have none.
We've got some.
I have no words for you.
Chris is back today.
Yay!
I would say people missed her, but I don't know if they did.
I didn't.
She also got me sick, but because I'm
tell.
A pro, I'm here.
Oh, sure.
Way to suck it up and power through.
I promise I will cough 8 times during this show, and you will not hear one of them because of my amazing mic technique.
Uh-huh.
You got a great letter.
I bet you don't even cough.
A great letter about your mic technique.
Again?
Yay! Yeah.
Again?
Yep.
Well, it's because I drop it, and that makes noise, and I know people hate that. I'm guessing.
It's a great letter, and I think it's one we should start embracing on this show, perhaps when we start doing bonus shows again.
No.
Give you a little hint about what
it is. I will
not. Anyway, what are we doing?
I will not conform.
Welcome to Life. It's a new episode on June 27th.
There you go.
Or, if you're watching live, perhaps.
25th.
Or perhaps if you're watching live, if we don't live in the UK where Great Britons live, you can... I forgot how I started this.
I don't know what that
is going on.
I don't know. Anyway, watch us live.
Right now.
Right now. Or on Monday at 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. We do the show.
That's probably smart to add that we're Central 8 o'clock.
Yes. That's why I've been doing it every show.
I didn't catch the Central part.
We've done 3 episodes, 4 episodes.
Oh my God, have we?
I know. And this is episode 21. We'll talk about that. If this is our last episode, we'll talk about that after we get through all this crap we got to do at the beginning.
Like, running out of music.
I know. Like watching us live, okay? Do it. Duo.com/live. DEWOH.com/live. You can watch us every Monday night at 8 o'clock Central. Why 8? Because Katrina said 8. That's why. You have a problem? You have a problem, take it up with her. She'll poke you with a giant ruler.
Yeah, no kidding.
She'll teach you a lesson.
She jumped and I didn't even touch her yet. She's like, whoa.
Yeah, she thought it was a metal snake. It's coming to get her. Anyway, while we're doing the show live or just throughout the week randomly, you can send us a text message.
Anytime,
which is what I just said. 505-750-0304. We get them, they light up this beast, and we read them on the air. No. And it's going to be... It's a great thing to do. It helps your self-esteem. It helps our self-esteem. And we love you for it. So text us, 505-750-0304. We do a listener letter segment weekly. I combined the word weekly and letter, and it came out to leakly. Be sure to listen to our leakly letter segment with listeners.
Just hurry up.
Baby shower for guys. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, email life@duo.com, life@duo.com. What did I spell life?
D-E-W-O-H.
Life's the easy one. DEWOH.com. This week's sponsor. Happy for this? And it's not hotels.com. It's a different sponsor every week.
I didn't know that.
This week's sponsor is Busted Tees.
Oh. Okay.
Ever heard of them?
Nope.
They're funny. They make funny shirts. They have like a shirt that has like the honey badger and it says honey badger don't care. They have like they have like one that has like a corgi riding a skateboard and it says hard corg. It's pretty great. But right now the banner on the homepage of duo.com will take you to their brand new daily deal section where they have like super cheap shirts and it's only available for one day. So you can get like a really funny shirt for like half of what it usually costs. So go to duo.com, right on the homepage, click the Busted Tees link. Thank you very much, Busted Tees, for sponsoring the show and whatnot. Anyway, Katrina.
Yes.
We got 14 seconds.
No way.
I know, right?
What are we going to do with the time?
We beat the music.
That's a first. I didn't think we were going to get through it.
We did, because I'm a pro.
Stop poking me.
Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Katrina's ruler. She has a 18-inch, is that what that is? An 18-inch ruler? And she's
inches.
Just
poking
relentlessly stabbing Chris. We need to get our poster. Chris, can you reach our poster? Let's
grab
see if there's something on there for the words.
Okay.
The great Thorith words.
The worn out words.
We're going to hang this on our wall, but we couldn't find any goop. No one can read that. We're not in high def. Okay, I've got this giant poster now. Let's
see. I can't see your face.
Let's see if there's any words for poking with rulers.
I doubt it.
Okay, why are they... Oh, they're putting away the worn out words.
Right.
So there's words that are overused.
Expand your vocabulary.
And there's weird cats, dogs, bears, mice, and rabbits, and hippos, and foxes, and ducks, cramming things into various things.
That's not
that did not sound good.
It sounded great. So let's see. Chris is awfully tired of being poked by that petite ruler.
It's not very petite. It's gigantic.
Well, small's a word that's worn out.
Big is, big. Too.
Okay. Chris is dreadfully tired of being poked by that spacious ruler. What do you think?
Spacious is not
Chris right. is marvelously... Okay. Chris is wonderfully tired of being poked by that vast ruler.
I like that one.
Chris is extraordinarily tired of being poked by that immense ruler. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Put it away. Just put it away.
Episode 21.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Yay.
We know what this means, people.
This is the end of life as we know it.
It is.
Oh, pun intended.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Can I have my cricket's nail?
No, you get worse than crickets for that.
Oh, no, not this one. No, take it back. Take it back. I don't want to.
This is your punishment.
Ouch! Chris just blasted my eardrum.
Well, don't poke me with a ruler.
I will slap you with the ruler.
If you mildly inconvenience her with a slight nudge in the side, she's going to damage your hearing permanently.
Yeah.
That'll teach you a lesson. How dare you?
Anyway, I won't hang out with her
anymore. So I wanted your guys' input.
What's that?
I looked it up today.
No way. What is that?
The show with the most number of episodes I have ever done is the Seth and Brian Show.
Ouch.
The very first show I've really ever did. Should speak to my fortitude isn't the right word. Longevity?
Mm, sure.
Yeah.
It's closer. Anyway.
Perseverance.
21 episodes of the Seth and Brian Show. That's all we did. This is episode 21 of life. We did 21 episodes of Seth and Brian Show.
But now I get lost. Is this including or excluding... The one we didn't air.
This does not include the pilot episode.
Okay, good.
This is episode 21, excluding the pilot.
I say we root for 42.
But the longest running show on Duo Networks is Beautiful Monsters.
I knew that was coming.
Which had 24 episodes.
Including both Beautiful Monsters?
No, just Beautiful Monsters itself. However... I was not a part of that show. I produced it.
I helped
program it.
I don't count it.
So does it count?
No.
24 episodes.
Viewer input.
If we make it to 30 episodes...
Either way, we win.
We win.
It's going to
be
boss.
Can we shoot for 42?
We can shoot for 42. Why 42?
Double 21.
Double 21.
I got that, but like... I didn't know if it was because
we're twice
answer
as,
to the meaning of life,
twice
love,
as good,
and everything, or whatever.
Twice as better than Seth and Brian.
Twice is better than Seth and Brian. That's going in my new book called Katrina-isms.
We need
a
poster
for good.
Grammar for Katrina.
Twice as good didn't sound right. I knew better would be worse, but...
Twice is better. I started a book today called Katrina-isms.
Yay.
It's going to be a New York Times bestseller.
I'm slowly making my way through
I'd autograph that.
Every episode and collecting all the Katrina-isms in it.
Yay.
I did not realize that Are You With Cars are arguably the most famous Katrina-ism. Was from the pilot episode. The very first episode that we never did, because it's episode 000. So that's a count. But just imagine all the Katrina-isms. Because we didn't even have the banjo music then. We didn't have anything then.
That's true.
It's going to be great.
You know what else I forgot that we need?
What?
Our own radio station when we get rich and famous.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, no, seriously, I thought about this, though. If we become famous... Okay, I know that's a long shot. But if we become actually...
Katrina, we're already famous.
If we have, like, a legitimate radio station, can we seriously patent the K-tard and be like, we are KTRD?
No, because the FCC delegates the call letters.
Oh, that's not fair. Can we bribe them?
Probably. They're government.
That's good.
Yeah,
good possibility that we can bribe
government.
Them. Government is easily bribed, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. So, Katrina. You know what we didn't do in that music that we usually do as you itch your head with the ruler that's really distracting?
What's that?
Things we're going to talk about on today's show.
Oh, what is that?
Number one, Chris got me sick.
I'll boo
him. Oh, my God.
Boo-hoo. I had to read three of your tweets about, I hate colds. I'm a
First
big
of all,
baby.
There are only two tweets about colds, and I do. I hate them.
Well, I hated them so much, I had another one. So there's three tweets. Anyway, sorry. What else are we going to talk about on today's show?
On today's show.
Oh, shut up.
Vacation schedule. This is my last full week. I turned in vacation requests today at work for 80 hours. That's how long I'm going to be on vacation.
That's ridiculous.
Two whole weeks of vacation I'm taking off. And because of that, we're going to miss a couple shows. So we need to discuss. I figure we'd have a show meeting on the air because I can't get you to come over any other time. Not that kind of show meeting.
I know.
Different show meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
And we talk about vacation and when we're going to do shows and what the show is going to be about.
No clue. We'll figure that out.
That's why we're going to talk about it. And number two, three, third
Four,
thing.
Three.
Eight.
Anyway.
Doable.
Oh, yeah. Doable.
Got to talk about that.
Okay.
Vacation schedule. So, I'm going to Colorado, be out of town, starting Wednesday, July 4th. That's the 4th of July.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys have been spending too much time together. That's official. That was uncalled for and really strange. So, anyway. Basically, here's how it's going to work. We have, I'm going to miss a week's worth of shows. I have a cold. Okay, I'm here.
That does not affect a lisp like that.
That's the excuse, not the bottle of American honey you've been drinking.
There is no bottle of American honey. You are a fat liar.
It's right there.
No one can see it.
The people can.
The people! The people! What people? It's just a
anyway.
Camera.
What was I saying before, Chris?
Liquor.
You have a week's worth of something.
Anyway, week's worth of vacations. So we could do Monday's show a week from tonight, which is actually Wednesday's, because both of us will still be in town.
I expect
that. However,
as much.
The next week, out of town. Mm-hmm. The next week, you're out of town.
Yep.
So
and the week after that, you're out of town, aren't you?
For the weekend.
But you're going to be gone Monday, too, aren't you?
Yes.
We can still do that on Tuesday. That's
okay.
Gross.
What? People love it. So here's what's happening. I think we have to do.
I say we do a show on Monday for Wednesday.
This Monday coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you get back when? A Friday?
I will get back the next Monday. I'll get back Sunday night, so I'll be here Monday.
Oh. Monday the 16th.
Monday the 16th, I'll be here.
Okay, then never mind.
Why?
I was going to say we should do a show like right when you get back before I leave, but that's not possible.
Well, when are you leaving on Monday?
11:30.
We can do it before then.
When?
Monday morning.
Katrina works. Oh, no, because she will.
She's leaving. She's obviously not working.
So what time?
8. Okay, we're not doing that.
How about 9?
No, because that's way too early. The reason I'm taking off work is so I can sleep, because I'll be exhausted from that 12-hour trip from Colorado.
Oh, wow. You can sleep in the car.
It's 9 hours.
I can't. I drive. Chris will sleep in the car.
Wait.
I can't sleep in the car.
Why not?
Because I'm, like, sitting up straight.
On the way back to Manhattan in your
you
car?
You can put your head on the
oh,
window.
Oh, in my car, I'll fall asleep.
Now, we don't live in Wichita. Maybe surprised to hear that. This is Manhattan.
Well then I was thinking the long drive.
Golly
I won't be able
gee,
to sleep.
I have an idea.
Okay.
How about she drives back from Wichita?
Yeah, because I don't want to die. She'll fall asleep. She'll kill us.
Fair enough.
So it's we basically... So that means we've got to do... what, 3 weeks worth of shows this week?
Okay, how about this? We do a show on Thursday. This Thursday, because
okay.
I'm out of town this weekend.
Of course you are.
I know, right? And then do... But that's going to go, like, in the stockpile. And then do next Monday's show live, which will go Wednesday.
Okay, so Monday, July 2nd, we're doing a live show as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's going to go up...
Wednesday, July 4th, the 4th of July. It's going to be the most patriotic show ever.
Sure.
And then this week, the 28th, we're going to do a show, Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. And it'll go up sometime
It'll go
later.
Up the 11th of July.
Yes.
And I'll be out of town for that one. And then the next week, the 16th through the 20th, you're going to be out of town.
So we might just have to...
So we actually have to do 3 shows.
We might just have to skip the 16th
and
then
the
just 3rd. Do like an ultra special 2-hour show when I get back.
That requires us to be able to do 2 hours worth of shows.
I think we can handle it. We haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
I think we should do a special, like, rock band show that requires, like, no prep time.
Okay, I'm down with that.
And we do that.
That
and
requires then we you to be able to set it up.
A regular show after that. So maybe, like, I don't know, maybe Friday, because we don't have a curfew unless you got parties or something to go to.
What, this Friday?
Yeah.
I'm out of town. I just
said that. Oh, so you leave Friday evening? Okay. Well, then you don't have to work Friday. So Thursday... Let's do a show on Thursday. That's a regular show like this for the 11th.
Okay.
And then we'll do a show for the 6th or for that week of the 16th, whatever day that is. Kay. Rock band.
Okay.
And then a week from today we'll do a regular show for the 4th.
Okay, when are we going to do the rock band one?
Thursday. We're going to do both on Thursday.
Oh.
We'll do two shows on Thursday.
Okay.
It's going to be ridiculous.
You're going to have to remind me, but yeah, that's fine.
We'll remind you.
There's also a chance we don't do any shows, and the show ends after episode 21.
No.
There is
we'll
that
just
chance.
Be postponed a couple, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, because when we get postponed, you know us, we come right back. We don't take 6 months off, we come right back. Because that's how we roll. That's how we've always rolled.
Basically.
Yeah. So there's our vacation
We
schedule.
Have to make it to 42, okay?
Well, that's not going to happen.
42.
It's not going to happen. You're going to move away before we get to 42.
That's true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You're leaving us.
We're already halfway there. I'm going to be here till next May.
We got to take our patented break at the end of November and then wait till June to start again.
Well, I might still be here.
You won't.
She'll leave us.
You're leaving us.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
She hates us.
You're just like Colby. Just like Matthew.
Just like Carmen.
Just like Kathleen.
What?
Just like Whitney. Like everyone else who's ever left Duo.
Well, okay, what does it say about you two? I mean...
That I'm really, really hard to work with. That's what it says about me. And I own that.
Fair enough.
But it's your fault for not having a stronger fortitude.
I'm sorry, I can only last so long. 2 years is too much.
Yeah. That's how it was for everybody. 2 years was just too much. Too many years of marriage. Too many
okay,
years
you can quit guilt tripping
what?
Now.
Okay, anyway. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be... We'll be back right back with more Enthusiasm Hour with Katrina Abbotts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Bye.
This is Life.
I have a harmonica, and that was me playing in the opening of the show.
You're so good.
I know.
Don't lie to the poor people.
I'm a harmonica beast and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, welcome back to Life. Segment number two. Everybody's favorite segment. You know why?
Is no, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
It is everybody's favorite segment.
I hate this.
I pulled a random number of people.
You just pulled up a random BS statistic.
Zero people.
There you go.
I pulled no people, and they all said this is their favorite segment.
Exactly.
Yes. So, are we ready to play?
No.
It's not
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we ready to tell our audience
no.
what matters to us?
Yes.
No.
Chris is ready.
I'm ready.
She can go first.
Nope.
You it's know the tradition.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
I don't care.
Just a little radio note. You guys all notice when I yell tradition, how I backed away from the microphone and you guys got closer.
I don't. I don't have mic
I noticed.
Technique.
I know.
I'm not a professional.
You think after 21 episodes, maybe you'd learn 21 hours of practice?
No.
Yeah.
I do know how to talk radio, though, instead of like being all like hilarious.
I do know how to talk radio.
Shut up!
Katrina Ism!
Katrina Ism number 3 for this show. This show's going to be littered with Katrina Isms, and I love it. Okay,
You can't talk either.
Why don't you guys all put your mics away? You just can't hold them while you're doing it?
No, it's too hard.
Okay,
two
all right.
Hands.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors. Sorry. Chris banged her microphone. I'm turning off her mic. Okay, here we go. Okay, Katrina loses, which means she goes first. We do this.
You're so full of shit. No, my God. I'm not falling for it again. I'm not falling for it again. It's not okay. I always go to the end, and you always make me go first. I'm not falling for it. You're
the person who loses go- goes first.
Holy crap, I'm not going first. I refuse.
You can't refuse the
rules. I can't refuse because you're bending the rules and you're pissing me off.
Every week.
No, not every week. The person who... The last... No!
Every week we go through this.
Katrina always loses. Last week.
Well, the very first time, I was the one that won, and you made me go first.
No, you always lose.
Not true. After the show, stick around, and I'll play you the tapes. Every time.
I'm not going first.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
You lost. You go first.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You're a liar.
Why would I lie? My story's amazing. I don't want to go last. No, it's a tradition.
Okay, me and Seth still have to go for second.
That's true. Okay, I win. I go last. That's how it works. That's how it's worked every week.
Actually, rock crushes scissors.
Okay,
so
well,
I
then
win.
I go second. You go last.
Yeah.
Someone text. Please text us right now and say, Katrina is wrong.
I'm not wrong because the very first episode.
It's not wrong. It's how it's been.
Remember last
the
week
very
said...
The first episode,
Seth said
Chris lost in the
better.
Beginning, and therefore she told her story last. So how is it that I lose and I go first?
The whole point of the thing was that in the very first episode, I think one of us won. I don't remember who it was, but they said, I'm going last now. And I said, oh, if you win, you go last, because usually when you win, you go first.
Just
That's
go,
the whole
Katrina.
Point of the joke.
I'm Just not go. Going.
It's your turn.
Go.
I'm not going.
It's your turn.
Not doing it.
You have to do it.
No, I don't.
Our people are going to wait. Give make our entire audience wait. No one's texting right now.
Ugh. All the more reason not to do it.
I'm telling you. It's your story. You're first.
I'm telling you, you're full of crap.
I'm going to record for next week's episode. I'm going to take out this entire segment
from every show
from every show
shows?
And I'm gonna prove to you, and when that happens you have to show me your boobs.
When that happens I'll do something, but that's not what's gonna happen.
It's gonna be that because nope. It's my birthday and I want birthday boobies.
Happy birthday tomorrow. It's not happening, so you can just dream on.
I'm gonna look at it. I have a shower cam. Anyway, go first.
It involves you coming to my apartment, which you
don't. It's not gonna happen. Yeah, you're right. I don't wanna see your dog.
I came to our apartment though. I planned it.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Let's do this. Read your story, Katrina. Started with what matters to me. Because that's important, because it's tradition.
What matters to me is how much I hate Seth.
That matters to everybody.
I hate Seth with a passion. Okay, so my story is...
Yes.
About how 10 postal workers launch a hunger strike on Washington, D.C.
Okay.
In theory, it makes sense, but it's just stupid.
It doesn't make sense.
It's stupid.
Why won't they stop delivering the mail or something?
No, that's why they're striking, because... Let me pull up my statistics.
Let me get my facts straight,
because
Trevor.
They're in the front. They are consolidating 48 mail as in, like, mail.
You've about said prostitutes, but okay.
processing plants. By the end of 2014, when the plan to shrink the postal network is completed... 229 plants will be consolidated or closed, and 28,000 jobs will be gone because of the overall decline in using the postal service.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've sent a letter in forever.
Exactly. And if you do, it's usually through like FedEx, UPS, DHL. If it's
I sent really... people's prizes through Priority Mail. And well, it was $5, and I'm never doing it again because it was way too expensive.
Well, yeah, it's so expensive because no one's using it, so they have to like... up the ante.
But maybe no
for...
one's using it because it's so expensive. Maybe it's a chicken and an egg scenario.
No, that's not it. Anyway, so, like...
Well, why do you think people stopped using mail? Is it because of the internet?
Yes.
I think a you lot think
the
of
the only
it.
Reason is because...
Not only, but I think it's a big part.
I think it's a huge factor.
But what else
it.
Is there?
It's
what other reason is there?
It's inconvenient to go buy stamps and to always have, like, envelopes on hand and, like...
But you can go to the post office.
That's all expensive.
You can go to the post office.
Yeah, but then you still have to buy it.
But you then, but what's the difference between that and FedEx? FedEx is not free. You have to go to FedEx.
I don't ever use FedEx either, so.
No, but if you have to mail something.
Yeah.
You have to mail something. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do it online, what other reason would there be to not mail it? It's got to be online only. Because what else would there be?
No. I don't know. Anyway,
the internet crushed the mailman. Curse you, internet.
Anyway, that makes them...
Email probably killed it a lot, which is technically the internet.
Yeah.
But like, that, like, we used to write handwritten letters.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to do that anymore.
I wrote handwritten letters to Chris when I was wooing her.
Things that really need to be mailed, usually you think about it, you go through FedEx or UPS.
No, actually, the reason I used USPUS is because they gave me all their envelopes for free.
Yeah, like they do have some special stuff, because I know when I've done it, it's like they've got their flat rate boxes. They've got deals now. That
yeah,
they
give you
to.
All the supplies for free, but it still costs
a ton to actually mail it.
Anyway, and so like I kind of understand why they're doing it, because you know their postal service is going out, and it's been with us since the quote was, "It's time to take a stand on this. The post office is a part of our constitution." I don't know how, but whatever.
I don't either.
It's not.
But they're going.
Maybe they mailed the Constitution.
And they're protesting on the Capitol building, as well as like
by
the Washington Post.
But only 10 of them, right?
James Madison walks into the FedEx or walks into the post office.
This is where it gets
ridiculous. You got to get this to John Hancock priority, and if it gets you can't fold it. This is the most important document ever. You got to get this to John Hancock.
Anyway, so like
That was a funny joke. I'd appreciate more recognition.
Ha 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 ha. Anyway. There's 10 people that are protesting this.
Whoop-de-doo.
Basically. It gets funnier. And this is why
they're probably staying right next to the people who have tinfoil on their heads and are protesting the alien invasion.
This is the first paragraph. It says, 10 current and former postal workers launched a more than three-day hunger strike Monday, which is today, to protest looming cuts and closures of the U.S. Postal Service. Drastic? Yes. But organizers say
not
desperate
really.
Times call
3 days?
Exactly. But, no. It says more than 3 days, but that's only because it's going until Thursday. It's a four-day hunger strike.
Oh,
a four-day hunger strike
goodness.
Of 10 people.
Wow.
Whoop-de-freaking-do.
That's 40 meals that they're losing.
It's just like,
think
I
of the
know.
Damage to the economy.
It's more than 40.
40 blimpy sandwiches no longer being eaten. 120. Three like, meals a day. Happy now.
Yeah,
plus fourth meal. Okay.
Okay, Taco Bell.
160 meals that they're not eating.
Anyway, so that's my story.
It's an interesting story. I don't know. Post office necessary, yes or no?
No.
Post office.
That was neither.
Yes, but not as big as it is. I don't
FedEx
mind them
you can
consolidating.
Do, you
so
can
what do you think
the
they should
way.
Do? Deliver on less days? They've been talking about getting rid of Saturday delivery.
That I would be fine with that.
But the problem is that makes it worse.
Because
you
already call it snail mail. It's
going
to be even slower now.
That's right. Because I use the mail. Like, I'm getting a check in the mail from some freelance work I did. It's being mailed to me. I hope it gets to me by the time I leave. If they cut out Saturdays, it's one less day that it's going in for processing. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying. I mean, they raise the prices to make it, to, you know,
I think
sustain
it's,
and
it's
that makes people want to use it less.
It's part of our pastime. Like, it's been around for so long, like, they don't want to see it go, because then it's like, what's next?
Maybe they should fire some people.
Well, they are. They're
getting
rid of 28,000.
Why can't they do it more efficiently?
I don't know. But they also, like, they say that they have a job, they have a plan that apparently there's a financial drag of $5.5 billion, that if that drag was taken out, there'd be plenty of funding for the Postal Service, and that's why they're cutting these jobs.
Why don't our stamps pay for it? Or our priority mail? Or the commercial things?
Because there's not enough people using it for it to actually be effective.
Why don't they make people like me, who are just regular customers, have stamps for real super cheap? Maybe free, even. And then the people who are postal customers, who can't afford FedEx and can't afford UPS because they don't ship internationally, raise the prices on them. Because they have to mail something somewhere and just undercut FedEx a tiny bit.
I don't know.
And then they get all their money that way. Everybody starts using the postal service more. Problem solved.
I think there's the biggest idea is how there's 28,000 jobs being lost, and the whole fear of like the job market's already sucky, and to have more people lose their job, it's.
Well, the post office, you know, I mean, my ex-wife's father worked at the post office, and like, he got paid way too much money for what he did. Like, maybe they should just cut. I mean, it's government people get paid crap ton,
yeah,
and usually not for a good enough reason. Like, a lot of people just sit on their butts and do this all day, and they make $14 an hour for it. Is that worth it?
No,
I don't think so either. I think there's ways they could get around it.
I think there's ways like that with other government.
Why don't
things?
They make like it like Walmart? I mean, is the mail, is it really that? I mean, I assume most of it's computerized. Hire people at a high school. and just pay him $9 an hour.
I'd be okay with that.
And then these adults who have careers should go get a career.
Yeah.
That's what I say. If I ran the world, listen, Barack Obama, hire me and pay
me. Below that, it says economists
a lot
give
of money I don't deserve.
Obama and Congress a D.
Who did that?
Economists.
Oh. Well, economists. Whoever
anyway,
that is.
Anyway, that's my story. I'm done.
All right. I go second because of tradition. What matters to me? So y'all probably heard about Chris Brown and Drake getting in that fight at that nightclub.
Yes, I have heard.
Did you hear about that, Katrina?
Yeah, and I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
There was someone was at the club and they're now suing because they got hit or because they shouldn't have been involved or at the same place because of, I don't know. Whatever.
That's exactly right. Something you know like who that person is?
I don't remember.
What's his face?
Yeah,
Tim Duncan.
No.
Oh, well, he was there.
You're close.
He was there.
Tony Parker.
Oh, wrong player.
Point guard for the San Antonio Spurs, Minnesota, okay. Juneau, Alaska. They are, he was at that club randomly. And apparently, when Chris Brown and Drake's entourage just started throwing bottles, one of them broke and a shard went into his eye. And now he is suing the club, WIP. I wonder what the W stands for. It's not a V. It's a very important person. It's a Russian club. You get it? It's the accent. Very. It's a good joke. I'll play the Tom Hanks laugh if you want. Should I be do that? Okay. Words help on radio. Goodness. 21 episodes. 21 hours practice and still shaking your head. Nodding the head.
What? Just go on with your
story. No audibleness.
Tony Parker's blind now.
Well, basically, he got a corneal laceration, in layman's terms. He cut his eye. From a bottle. And he had eye surgery. And basically, he's now suing that nightclub for $20 million.
That's ridiculous.
Apparently, the rappers were fighting over Rihanna. Because, you know, she's worth it. No. Tony Parker's lawyer. Here's a Jew name for you. David Yarlosowicz. Oh, you want to try to read it?
Where are we at?
The part where it says David Yarlosowicz. Yeah, that's what I thought. Mine was pretty close, wasn't it?
Slavic? Yaroslavic? Because the W would be pronounced like a V. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so maybe the club is VIP.
Well, I know German, the W is pronounced like a V. I don't know about Russian, though.
I don't know if it's Russian. Jewish, I just made that up.
It's usually like Plankowski.
But anyway, the lawyer had the best quote. And referred to Rihanna as Helen of Troy, said she's been known, like Helen of Troy, to cause trouble. We probably said it more Jewish.
I don't think that's kind of the same situation.
Yeah. Well, Parker's really mad now because apparently he's going to miss like the first week or the start of his basketball playing with the French national team in the Olympics. And so and he may not be able to like play in the Olympics at all. And he's very upset about that.
Okay. So I've got two thoughts. One, he has every right to be upset because who wants a random shard of glass to hit their eye?
Yeah.
But I don't think he should be suing the club. The club can't help, like, can't control what just breaks out. Like, they can't be held personally responsible because of two entourages, two groups of people.
He's suing the club because he says the club was reckless, careless, and negligent in permitting Drake's entourage and Brown's entourage to be in the club at the same time.
You can't predict a fight to happen.
He says despite knowing the tension between the two of them.
Oh, because the club knew
all about
it.
They knew the tension because of Helen of Troy, Katrina. They knew it.
Helen of Troy.
Anyway, so I think he should redirect his suing to Drake and what's his face.
I think he should just suck it up.
That's true too, because he's got the money. It doesn't matter.
He does.
Stinks, but get over. What if you tripped and fell? Would you shoot your
suit? Yes, he would.
Your shoe company.
Would you shoot your Sue company? Would you do that? Through your Sue company? Now who's slurring?
Me.
Yeah.
But I'm just doing it because I'm dumb.
I think she, in a roundabout way, said I was smarter than her right there.
I think she even said that I was smarter than her.
No one's saying anything about you. You can't even remember last week.
Oh, shut up. I'm still. If you don't stop, I'm going to even send it to me.
Anyway, Chris.
Yes. Okay.
What matters to you?
So what matters to me...
I love how you guys play musical laptops.
Is, what did Katrina do with it?
I didn't do anything with it.
Okay, here it is. So.
Oh, I had to pull it up. How dare you, Katrina?
Facebook.
Even though she was the one who put it down.
I know.
Shh. Facebook unveiled a stalking app.
Oh, God.
I don't believe it. I cry foul already. I haven't heard of this story at all. It's made
up news. Let her talk.
Okay.
Well, it's on CNN.
I saw it.
Okay. The company made this new app that is called Find Friends Nearby. And it's basically creepy. What it is that...
Why is that creepy?
You get a random name in the local area. And
it's
you
a friend.
It says that Facebook users can opt into the feature. So you have to choose to be put on this like feature.
Yeah, be public.
And then, no,
well,
you
is
have
it
to...
friends or is it anybody?
Well, that's what
I think
I'm
it's anyone
to.
In the area, but you can opt into it if you're in the area. Be like, yeah, sure, put me on this search engine.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
So the app, the guy who like decided to do this app says, for me, the ideal use case for this product is one where when you're out with a group of people whom you've recently met and want to stay in contact with, Facebook search might be effective or sharing your vanity addresses or business cards. But this tool provides an easy way to exchange contact information with multiple people with minimal friction.
I don't like it because why?
So it says, I don't care about Katrina.
Just steamroll through it.
I don't care.
She didn't.
I'm going to let her finish her story.
Okay.
I'm going to let you finish.
Katrina's story was the best story ever.
If you just meet someone and they just add you, they can stalk you.
Yeah, I got that.
So people are saying that it is a good for a quick contact adder, but imagine this. Some creeper has been molesting you with his eyes all night.
That's my dream.
He opens the app and can kind of recognize your face from the profile picture, and now said creeper knows your name and possibly some of your personal.
And if only you weren't such a dumb moron and you didn't opt into this feature, he wouldn't be able to find you.
But it's like, wouldn't he have to at least have a name to search first, or is he just going to like look through the hundreds of thousands of people?
It shows who's nearby. You look at this girl and you can see her picture.
Okay.
You know it's her.
Here's how it works, because this is
nearby,
the only way.
Like a check-in or
this
nearby,
is the only way it can work. It queries Facebook for every check-in in a radius.
Right.
And if you're checked in, it'll show your picture as checked in here. You click it, it goes to your profile.
I was going to say, that's what makes sense.
That's all it is.
But, I can see how it's a stalker app, but it's counterproductive to making your profile private.
It is. Well, and also, it's not made by Facebook, obviously. It's a third party, which means that like any app you install, you have to say allow. Yeah. If you don't want to do that, number one, don't install the app.
Yeah, because eventually it always asks.
And number two, if you do install the app, set your stuff to private. I don't feel bad for you. Also, what do you got to hide? Who cares? But you put naked pictures of your butt up on Facebook? I mean, honestly, Trina, someone's going to be molesting you with his eyes at a bar, and he's going to go to your page, and he's going to see 800 pictures of your dog. You think he cares at all about that? I mean, what's so private on your Facebook? You don't want some random guy to see it.
Like, if you had your phone number or something on your
Facebook. Don't put your phone number on Facebook.
Yeah,
what is this, 1998? Don't put your phone number on Facebook. Don't put your address on Facebook. You put your email address on Facebook. Or don't put that on there and just have people message you. Because Facebook can do that. You'd be shocked.
And if you have it on your phone, it'll instant message you anyway.
Exactly.
Like, your message will pop up like
an
instant.
And you can ignore him. Or you can block him and he can never see anything you do again.
The only reason I make mine private, and it's more so just like certain features, because I don't need like my mom looking at stuff or like certain people looking at certain things. So it's really just like, it's specifically private.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Or like little kids don't need to see my statuses that are
profane.
I'm just kidding, man.
Little kids don't need to see my statuses that are profane.
I was thinking like they don't need to see my profanity, and I was like, meh.
Katrina's in number four. This is a great episode for my book. The more pages, the more we can sell it for Katrina, and the bigger the pie. So honestly, you should want to make more Katrina-isms.
I'm going to stab you with my eyes.
I don't want that to happen.
That's scary.
But anyway, this Katrina thing, this Facebook thing.
Lame.
It's
not gonna happen.
People just complain about nothing.
Basically.
What's your story?
I already read my story. I did my story already. Katrina's like, let's end.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Welcome back to life. Jam into the classics. You don't know this song? It's a song I think you would know.
No. Yeah.
I love how Katrina's now low energy, Katrina.
Don't touch
her. Don't poke her. She might snap your face.
That's true.
And that's not even a thing. So I should tell you up on that. You ready for listener letters? They always cheer you up. We got some good ones this week. They're not mean.
Excited.
Stop touching me.
Patented fade out.
Nuh-uh. There you go.
It's gone now. Patented fade out. And we bring back in the music for the blooded. Just wanted to let you guys know what it felt like when you guys were yelling back there.
Thanks.
Taught you a lesson. It hurts my ears more because look how much louder my headphones are than y'all's.
Yes, we know.
Katrina's favorite thing, listener letters. Austin, started off on a positive note. What's with all the harsh letters last week? People calling Katrina sausage, mocking Chris for her vacation, calling Seth fat. People are so ungrateful for your comedy. They should be giving you compliments instead of complaining. Shame on your listeners. What do you think? Anything to say to Austin?
Thank you, Austin. You're very nice.
I approve of this message.
Is she running for governor now?
Before nope. Katrina completely powers down, I'm going to read a question, an email specifically directed
towards
her.
No, I don't want it.
Before she falls asleep.
I don't want it. No, take it back. I'll be awake for it. I don't want it.
She also has one of the coolest names ever. Genesis.
Nice.
Spelled the same?
Yes.
I like your name. I don't approve of them.
This is a good letter. This
Whatever.
It's a big fan. I promise there's nothing bad this week.
Uh-huh.
I've been playing catch-up for a while, and I just finished the latest episode. First, what a great show, guys. I think you have great chemistry, and I love your sense of humor. It's totally one of my favorite podcasts.
Sweet.
While I was time-skipping the months between your November episode and your June episode, I noticed that Katrina switched boyfriends. And then we have no idea what this new boyfriend is. I love how she said what this new boyfriend is, or who he is, or what he looks like, or what he does for a living. Obviously military or something that requires a uniform. And I'm dying to know. Seth and Chris are so normal that it's boring. So Katrina, add some spice. Tell us about your love life. Sounds like there was a cat coming out of my headphones. Genesis wants to know, Katrina.
You gotta give our fans.
You can say
want.
As little or as most as you want.
As most.
Was that not right?
That was a Katrinaism.
Oh.
Something like.
That should tell you how bad I am. I thought that was right. I'm like, no, I said as most. I said that. And I don't know why they're making fun of me. I said as most as you like. As much as you'd like or as little as you like.
Okay.
I doubt he's watching, probably.
Yeah.
He might.
Either
he
way.
Picked this time to watch.
I know, right? Of all the times.
You know what? We're getting pretty far in our relationship. I'm going to check out her show. I'm going to get involved in her life.
Let's see. We've been dating for about 5 months. Ish.
Ish. Which is funny because that's like basically the time that we skip shows.
Basically.
Yeah. He made our show cancel. He canceled
kind
our
of.
Shows.
No, I'm kidding. That was me. Bing's. Busy with school.
It's actually me canceling it.
He is the first non-military boyfriend I have had.
What? He's not in the military?
He is not in the military.
Crazy.
He is actually a student at K-State.
Oh, a student?
A student at K-State.
Okay.
A student at K-State. A student.
So that's what he does for a living? He's a student?
He's a student.
Okay. Katrina's Chinese and making herself laugh. Laugh and laugh.
He's good. I like him. See where they go.
You want to give a name or anything? You don't have to. I'm just asking.
He's got the most generic name. It's like a John Doe.
So to speak. His name's Doe.
Katrina just made a bird noise.
I can't breathe. Okay.
Is that it?
I don't know. What else she wanted to know?
She wanted to know. Well, she first thing she asked is, what the new boyfriend
is? He's a man.
Or who he is, or what he looks like, or what he does for a living.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
No, he's not. He's not very dark.
Or very handsome.
Oh
Well, apparently he's dark.
But he's tall. He's got that going for him. Oh my god, this show is something else, I'm telling you. This is like an episode of Desperate Housewives.
Oh, you're crying. It's adorable.
I'm not crying, my eye hurts. If I was crying, both eyes would be watering.
Oh. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, he's, yeah.
That's it? Okay.
He's, I'm afraid to say my last comments, but I just won't.
You want me to distort your voice?
That's unnecessary.
Katrina, let's stay on your topic.
No.
Or the topic of you.
No, I don't want it.
Last week, because of a letter you guys read, I thought of a great way.
No.
He's got a bit done, too. Sorry, that's still funny to me. I thought of a great way to improve the show that takes no effort whatsoever from the fans.
From the fans?
Oh, sorry, from the hosts.
Okay.
It's a big deal. Way to improve the show requires no effort from us.
Yay, we like that.
Psh. I don't approve yet.
A drinking game.
Oh, we've already thought of that. We just haven't done it yet.
Right now, I've only got one rule. Whatever Katrina coughs,
oh, no.
Take a shot. I'd love for more people to write in with their suggestions so we can all just get bombed while listening. Just like the hosts.
He's a listener. Maybe
it's
a
Anna.
Watcher.
It's Anna, so it's definitely a sheep, probably.
Oh, my bad.
Love the show. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Who are Omega fans? Who are they?
The people in the South.
Taylor.
The people in the South. Jessica and Taylor.
It's like, what, Virginia or something? It's somewhere over like
Carolina,
East Coast.
South Carolina.
I thought it was North Carolina.
It might be North. I get them confused.
Hey, it's the South.
They're on a cruise right now.
They are.
And yet they're still listening.
Jessica and Taylor, our favorite fans.
Jump
Maybe
overboard.
Our only fans. We don't actually know. It is possible that all these letters are from Jessica and Taylor and they just made them up.
Under pseudonyms?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got that word right. Nobody acknowledges that.
Words like names like Genesis, that's made up. If I get a letter next week and it's from Leviticus, I'm gonna be pissed. Just saying. Jessica and Taylor. Email.
I love how they do it together, or at least you always say their name together.
Well, they're from the South. They can't afford the internet.
So they share.
They just share one shack, I believe. They go to Starbucks. So they call it Fancy Town and get the internet.
Anyway,
I hope they laugh at that and don't stop listening. Hello from the sea. Sadly, we are going to miss Life Live this week because we are currently aboard a cruise ship.
They're gonna miss out.
Cruise ship noise. Let's go around the table. Me first. Chris, your cruise ship noise. That was a complete opposite direction of what I thought, but it was pretty good. Your cruise ship noise, Katrina. There's music playing. I can't isolate it. Don't worry.
I don't have it. Like,
you got to do a cruise ship noise. You can repeat one of ours. Let me hear your best foghorn right now.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
I'm like, I've been on a cruise. Like,
what was the noise that stood out to you the most on the cruise ship?
I went to like shows and stuff, so like I remember like laughing.
Hum a show tune.
Like, I don't know show tunes. I played bingo. We won $200 at bingo.
Just move on.
While we are here enjoying some chill time and drinks, water for Taylor since she's too young.
Not if she's in Mexico.
I don't know if it's in Mexico. Is there any legal limit on the open sea?
No, I don't know.
I mean, if
you're in international waters,
if you
then
leave
yes.
America, they should remove the drinking limit.
No, technically, what is it? It's like every country gets 200 like feet or something. So like after that, they could probably drink legally. But if they're within that radar,
I think if you're on a cruise, you should be able to drink.
I kind of agree.
I think
you can.
I mean, they did put water in quotes, so maybe she is.
Then again, if it's a U.S. boat, then maybe rules apply as if, you know, because if you had to have, like, cops and stuff, in which case the rules would apply. You know,
are there cops on cruises?
I don't know.
There's got to be some kind of security in case someone murders someone or something.
Do they have a jail on cruises?
I don't know.
I'm sure they have a holding room or something.
I bet it's like the Titanic where they just put him on the lower deck and then the water fills in and Leonardo DiCaprio dies.
They drown him.
But that's what happens.
Anyway, they're still...
And Leonardo DiCaprio dies and he falls off the door and then he washes up the beach at the beginning of Inception.
That's great.
Mind blown. Mind blown. We are very... sorry. Water for Taylor since she's too young, blah, blah, blah. We are busy at work on Duo Bowl plans.
Yay.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable on that sentence, and I'm sorry for that. We are very excited, thinking about y'all, and we definitely want to send you souvenirs.
Ooh,
who wants cruise souvenirs?
I want one.
Me.
Something that could help with the drinkage of happy juice during the show. Listen, guys, ladies.
You know we can't give you our address because Seth doesn't trust
us. Well, first of all, I already sent him their address. I was like laying in bed and I sent it to her because I was like, these hoes get the address right now. Okay? Because they might number one seed. Okay? What do you mean that's not fair?
Never mind. Continue.
People I like get my address. Also, they're in South Carolina. The chances of them coming here and murdering me are very slim.
Anyway.
Also, they're girls. You could probably take them.
I don't know. I'm not
that
strong.
There's two of them.
There is, yeah. And they got the jump on me? Never know.
You just lie there.
It's like my life's dream to get them to... That is inappropriate. And they are offended, and I am too. We are both offended by your...
No, you mean the three offended by of that. You are offended?
It is my birthday tomorrow, ladies. No, if you know what I mean.
Jump your cruise ship and... Anyway.
Let's move on before they sue me. And let's go to any letter that I can find. Owen. Let's go to Owen's letter. Oh my god, I just looked at the time. We are so late. It's 9 o'clock.
I know.
Anyway, finish the letters.
Hurry quickly.
Owen says, I need more swag at the duo shop. I got like 3 teas that I need more, so make more. Can we submit designs and ideas? I'd love to do that. Owen, you can absolutely do that.
Email us at duo.
Was that intelligible, anything I just said?
Yes.
Okay.
I understood all of that.
What,
he wants more
that
stuff
at
the
email?
Shop.
Katrina?
Email us at www.duo.com. No.
Just type www.duo.com into your email address and hit send.
Okay, fine, whatever.
It's life at duo.com.
I was getting there.
So, I guess we had a very special interview lined up for you, but seeing how we're 800 minutes late, we're going to save that for next week.
Hey, we can save it for that bonus show. That bonus show, that, like, wrap.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I know, right?
I know. Because we have to, like, maybe we shouldn't blow
Katrina
all our good content on this
year.
Episode, and we've got, like, 800 shows to do in the next week.
Write it down.
He won't.
Oh, sorry about that.
Can I have your pen pal?
This?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's written down here. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
So, we'll read Benjamin's letter next week and have a very special interview with a very famous person next week as well. And by next week, I mean Thursday night. But we're not going to broadcast that live. Maybe we will. Watch Twitter. It's possible that we'll broadcast live. It's possible. Highly unlikely. But possible. Anyway, thanks for sending your listener letters. The email, if you want to get your letter read. None of those words sound right to me.
Red.
Okay. If you want to get your
If you would like me to read your letter.
Thank you. The email address is life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. Send your letters there, and we will read them on the air, if it's good.
If we like it. If Seth likes it.
We still get a lot of emails with people hitting on Katrina, people hitting on Chris. Very little for me. So I have 2 points. Send me more to make me feel better. I know
Send less about Chris.
I know I'm not a woman.
Them.
No, people can hit on her all I want. I don't care. I send those people viruses by email. And and stop. Also,
stop.
I don't read them. We like went over this like a year ago. Katrina is pointing to herself something that I shouldn't say because
I don't want to read them
of dough.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to.
She hates those.
I hate them a lot.
Especially if you're in the military, do not send pictures of yourself. Especially
shirtless
do not
uniform.
Send short shirtless ones where you're in your camo pants and you got a big gangsta chain on and you're just ripped. If you're like that, especially don't send it. Because Katrina does not want to see that. She does not want to see it. And I am only not joking about this one thing right now, not. See how I did that? Yeah, our listeners are not smart enough to figure that out. Anyway, why am I still rambling? We need to break.
I don't know. Go, quick.
Pen fade out.
I love how every single like break this time has just been on awkward silence.
I've expected you to just pat and fade out and then commercial pop up, not like awkward silence. You could have prevented this one.
This is life.
Since we're running so late, I probably shouldn't have let that music go on for so long, but I was enjoying them dance so much. Well, first of all, you hear that stereo sound right there? No, you don't, because you didn't pay for the version unless you did. And then you get it in stereo sound. Do you know this song, Katrina?
Yeah.
Once again.
It's just really random song.
Well, this is like stuff I used to play on the radio. Like, I have a real affinity for stuff I used to actually play on real live music radio. It was like this, and Amberlin I used to play all the time. And randomly you know them. And I think that's awesome, because no one knows them.
I'm awesome, duh.
There's this guy at work named Drew, who you also know.
I know.
And he knows all that. He came in wearing a Further Scenes Forever shirt one time, which is a band that I love. And he was like, it was the best thing ever, because like, it's just the logo. No words on it. And I recognized the logo and said, Further Scenes Forever, that band rocks. And he thought it was the coolest thing ever, because like, no one's ever heard of them.
And no one would get the logo unless they knew them.
That's right. And it's just, it's super sweet to meet someone who knows about music that's really good that no one's ever heard of. And he's quitting.
What?
Yeah, his last day is like tomorrow or something.
Where's he going? Leaving.
He's going to Kansas City. I'll tell you off the air what's happening.
That's fine. No big deal.
But anyway, thanks for listening. Like I told Katrina during the commercial break, it's a good thing. This is the first time a show's ever really gotten away from me since like Seth and Colby. Like, it means I'm having a really great time, which means that maybe we'll make it to 22 episodes. Possibly.
I don't know anymore. Maybe. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Here's my 2 weeks. Here's my week.
Okay, we're going to get to 23 episodes then. Because we're doing two shows on Thursday.
Okay, fine.
Don't forget. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is the part of the show where I shill. I just give you all the stuff you got to do for us to help out this show. I pay for this show out of my pocket, with the exception of like the $15 Katrina gave once to help the camera. Otherwise, everything I've bought, and I don't mind. I love doing this, y'all know. But anything you guys can give us helps. The biggest thing you guys can give us is word of mouth. Tell your friends. If you're listening right now, tweet, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr.
Everything.
Anything. MySpace, YouTube, LinkedIn, all those thingies that you don't use. Get in there and say that you're watching life, or that you listen to Duo. Any amount of that stuff helps us immensely. If you want to support us financially, the best thing you can do is support our sponsors. This week's Busted Tees. Amazon is also great. Both the links are on the homepage of Duo.com. Amazon's especially good for us. You just use the search box right there. You type in anything you would search on Amazon normally, hit go, and it magically tracks everything you do. And then when you buy something, it gives us a small percentage. You don't pay any more. We just get extra money. Katrina wanted to say something.
No, I just remembered that our Duo page was almost at 500, and I haven't checked it lately.
It's not at 500 yet.
You seen it closer?
It's my fault, because I only post and only tweet on Mondays.
That's true. Okay. I don't either, but I need to.
I'm trying much harder to update and stuff. It's just, I have a full-time
job. We're at 444 last time.
We're more than that. We're like almost 475 or something like
how
that.
How much is it? What's the grand total?
467 likes.
There you go. So we're close.
170 are talking about this.
Okay.
I don't know. That's probably half of them to you.
No, it's Facebook. It counts an individual person. There's 147 people talking about it. But anyway, it's a big deal. Twitter, Facebook, and whatever. You can go follow Duo on that. But really, Amazon helps us financially, and telling your friends helps us in popularity, which equals financial success. Something that's good for you, you can go to duo.com/life and get the episodes. For $1.29, you get it commercial free, get it in high def, you get the video, and now you get Duo Radio as well, which me and Katrina now talk up and have a little bit of a pre-show for an hour before. It's pretty funny. Matthew actually called, so all you people who have wanted to hear Matthew...
missed it.
Yep.
Or you can buy the episode for $1.29.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you did that. That's not cool.
What do you mean that's not cool? You want me to not sell it?
No.
Do you not want people's money?
I want people to listen live.
Well, they should do that, but, you know, some
they
people
won't.
Maybe can't.
I know, I understand.
I mean, if you live in London, it's like 5 a.m. right now.
Then that requires them to devote 2 hours to us versus the
or
one.
Or if you live in Estonia, it's like August 3rd. I mean, it's crazy up there. I don't even know where that country is, but there's hundreds of people that listen to us up there.
Let's look that up.
It's by Russia.
Oh, goodness.
Just saying. That's right.
Neither of you know where that is.
But anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Not all of us is travel the world like you, Chris.
Also, another way to help us financially is to buy stuff at the Duo shop. Anyway, that's the end of the shills. Thank you very much for listening. Shills.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your patronage, your support, your love.
Ooh.
We'll be back here this time next week, Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time, duo.com/live, DEWOH.com. Starts at 8 o'clock Central for the show, and at 7 o'clock, me and Katrina Talk Up Records have a little bit of pre-show, Duo Radio. It's a good time to get pumped up for the show.
Katrina
8 o'clock is when
me.
The meat starts, because we love meat. All of us love meat. Anyway.
Yeah.
Katrina.
Yes.
It's time to go. You say deuces or hiss like a cat or do whatever you've done when it's time to end the show. Asta again. No. Back to that.
No.
It's like 2011 up in here.
Es tut mir leid.
Okay.
That means I'm sorry in German, okay?
Why are you sorry?
Actually, I think that's Spanish, my bad.
Oh, goodness gracious.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
This is life.
I was a quick, wet boy, diving too deep for coins, all of your street light eyes, wide on my plastic toys. Then when the cops closed the fair, I cut my long bail.